talking about death is never easy, but it's especially difficult in a hospital when a loved one is incapacitated and family members are trying to guess their wishes. Two healthcare workers in Anchorage want to convince Alaskans to have that conversation before a crisis and record their choices in an advance directive. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
I had known Gigi Rigg for all of about 20 minutes when she brought up the subject of advance directives. To be fair, I was interviewing her for a related story, and Rigg found a way to casually fold it into the conversation. She had also hit on the topic with her coworkers earlier that day.
Like this morning, I said in my office, okay, so you guys, this is my mission. Do you have your advance directives? If I want 100% of the people I'm seeing to have them, my coworkers should have them. And 75% did not.
Rigg is a medical social worker at Alaska Innovative Medicine. The new group helps patients with complex problems navigate the medical system to improve their care. Rigg counsels patients in their homes to help them stay on track meeting their healthcare goals. And she always tries to bring up the topic of advance directives with patients and their families.
And I bring advance directives for both partners or the daughter, and they're kind of thrown off by that. Like, whoa, wait, that's just for my dad or that's for my husband. And it's like everybody, I really believe everybody needs a healthcare agent that knows what they want.
Before Alaska Innovative Medicine, Rigg was a social worker at Alaska Regional Hospital. In that job, she saw too many patients in medical crisis, unable to speak for themselves. Rigg says family members often didn't know what the patient wanted or disagreed about their wishes.
And their voice wasn't at the table when the family was talking to the doctors. And that makes me sad that the person that is being talked about should have a way to be at that table, whether they're physically present or not.
An advance directive puts you at the table. It's a legal document that spells out what type of life-saving measures you want doctors to take if you're in a coma or suffer severe brain damage or are close to death and not expected to recover. Advance directives also ask you to appoint a healthcare agent, someone who knows your wishes and will be the person speaking on your behalf if you can't. Chris Green is the Advanced Care Planning Coordinator at Providence Health Systems in Anchorage. She has a two-year grant to try to convince more Alaskans to sign advance directives.
My job is to get the word out, to educate the general public that these forms exist and how to have that conversation. Because this is tough stuff. People don't want to talk about death and dying. They don't. And yet it's critically important because it can happen on a nanosecond.
Green knows from experience. 10 years ago, her husband, Michael Scheib, was working to set up a large dining tent at a Boy Scout jamboree in Virginia. As Scheib helped guide the tent center pole into place, he was electrocuted, along with three other scout leaders. Scheib was 49 years old. He and Green had signed advance directives earlier that year when they were drawing up their wills. Scheib died instantly, but because they had had the conversation, Green knew her husband wouldn't have wanted heroic life-saving measures. She also knew what kind of funeral arrangements to make.
This plan in place is a gift to family members because the most important or difficult piece of all of this is families are struggling when there is an accident and people haven't had those conversations. What should we do? And then left with bad feelings and just horror at having to make a decision at a very difficult time.
The state of Alaska recognizes two types of advance directives. One is a formal-looking legal document provided by Alaska Legal Services. Green says for people new to the conversation, a form called Five Wishes is an easier place to start. Green also recommends getting advice from an expert. She's developing workshops to provide that advice and is recruiting volunteers to help. In the end, Green and Gigi Rigg at AIM don't care which document Alaskans use as long as they tell their loved ones their preferences and identify a healthcare agent. The last essential step, signing the advance directive. And of course, Rigg doesn't let me leave our interview without asking the question.
Do you have one?
No, I don't have one.
see, so we should do yours before you go.
Yeah, okay.
See, and it makes people uncomfortable. Like, you're getting red. It's like, what does that mean? What?
Rig runs into her office, grabs the forms, and tells me she will personally notarize them when I'm ready. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.